Good evening and welcome to Agar Meditation. Today we have a special for 2026. So I have in my meditations received this message that 2026 is the year of cleansing. This is a year where we have to cleanse our thoughts, our actions, our habits, our behavior, our attitude. That's what we have to do. And during this time, when we are going to exist in this time, if we don't cleanse, then nature will cleanse, which is going to cause a lot of resistance, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. So to prevent all that, God gives us heads up, gives us this indication that this is what we need to do this year. We need to focus on cleansing. And to focus on this cleansing, what we have to do is to necessarily connect to the higher consciousness and ask it to cleanse for us. You know, it's impossible or very difficult for us to cleanse on the ground, cleanse the ground we are standing on. We need something that can lift us up and then cleanse the place we are standing on. Similarly, God will cleanse, or we invoke God, the part of us which we are standing on. So that's something that we have to do. And that's why this meditation today, that's why we are connecting today. So I'll be taking you through this process, first to connect to the higher consciousness using the Maypole meditation, and after that using the practice to cleanse different aspects of ourselves, our thoughts, actions, habits. How to do that actively during the day is what I'm going to share with you. So let us quickly connect to the Maypole, just as we do every time. For those of you who are new to this practice, let me just give you a small guideline as to how we are going to proceed with this. The Maypole essentially is a practice where in the month of May in France, people would erect a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. And children would hold onto the ribbon and dance. Phyllis Crystal, the lady who taught me this practice, taught about 250 of us, received this as a tool in her meditation to be used to connect to the higher consciousness. And she successfully used this practice every day to connect to the higher consciousness for 37 years. And having successfully connected to this part of her own divine self, the higher consciousness, she then conducted several activities, every activity, in fact, right from eating, drinking, bathing, talking to people, everything was done through the higher consciousness. And it was evident when she conducted these two workshops, which we organized, and she conducted these four-day workshops, 6 hours every day at the age of 99. It was clearly evident that she was operating from the higher consciousness. And so we bring you this practice of connecting to the higher consciousness. And so just follow the guidelines. So the Maypole simply means a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that you're sitting at the edge of the chair with your knees lower than the knee height, than the hip height. This makes your back straighten. If you're sitting on a couch, make sure you move to the edge. If you're sitting on the ground, make sure that you have something that raises the level of the hips instead of using the backrest. Do not use the wall as your backrest. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see yourself facing a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. Now, in your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and choose a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. You can imagine the higher consciousness as any name and form of God that you worship, or a guru whom you adore. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any clutter that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. And as you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. And breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Breathe out any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you wish to release. The Maypole meditation is one of the most important practices. A practice that can be done daily and anywhere. This is a practice that can be done more than once during the day, but the best way to do this practice is to do it once every day. At least once every day. And that way we maintain regularity with the practice. With more familiarity, the practice becomes easier for us to communicate with our higher consciousness and also to receive communication from the higher consciousness. And today we are going to use this practice primarily to cleanse ourselves. So while we are still connected to the ribbon, let us proceed with another meditation, primarily to cleanse. Continue to sit straight. And this time I want you to close your eyes and keep your eyes focused downward with your eyes closed, eyelids closed, or you can focus your eyes towards your brow center, Bhrumadhya, whichever is convenient to you. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you, ask your higher consciousness to send to you its healing and loving energies through your two hands to be directed to your thoughts and feelings. And now, as you're sitting, I want you to just be in your awareness. Just observe your breathing. And every time you get a thought, I want you to raise your hands, blessing the thought. And every time you have a habitual thought, just raise your hands and bless the thought. Any thought of wanting to go out, any thought about movies, any thought about songs, about conversations, about work, whatever thought comes, I want you to just ask your higher consciousness to send its loving and healing energies to you through your two hands, and raise your hands, directing the loving and healing energies of the higher consciousness to these thoughts. I don't want you to imagine raising your hands, I want you to physically raise your hands and bless the thoughts. Every time you are getting stuck in a thought loop, pull yourself back, bless the thought. Any thoughts, any habits, any beliefs, any fears, any emotional outbursts, any memories, whatever comes, just ask the higher consciousness to send its loving and healing energies through your hands and bless the thoughts. Thoughts form the basis of actions. If you did not have clean thoughts, you will not have clean actions. Some people are habituated to manipulating simple sentences. For them, it doesn't mean to harm. It means no harm. For them, it's just called as white lies or a simple manipulation or turning and twisting the sentences does not mean any harm. But what you must understand is that it is shaping your personality. So make sure that there are no diversions or deviations from the truth of whatever nature. If you have such thoughts, bless them. Small irritations of who said what, why did they say it, why did they do certain things, why do I have to face this, what have I done that I have to face this, why can't I give back, why are people stopping me when they're allowing others to behave in particular ways? If you have any such thoughts, just bless them. Any thought that is not ending in love, bless them. And while you bless them, just observe yourself, observe your heart, observe your own face. What transformation occurs within you when you bless? And bless the thoughts till the thoughts dissipate, till they vanish. And if your mind is racing, restless, wanting to open your eyes, feeling that the meditation is too long, bless the thought. Keep blessing. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes. Relax your body. Relax your arms and legs. Move them so you can come back completely to the here and now. Every day starts with our actions. Our thoughts. The moment we think, there is an action that follows in our subtle space, in the mind. And these actions get bolder and get physical. With these actions form habits. Every word I speak, my intonation, my choice of words, my accent, the movement of my body language, everything is just a habit. And these habits form a behavior. Your behavior forms attitude. And attitude shapes your personality. And personality shapes your character. And that's how self-worth, self-respect is born. 2026 is the year of cleansing all of this and to reshape your self-worth and your self-respect, to be able to connect to the higher consciousness. It's never been this powerful a calling where we are all asked to realign with our divine selves. It's an opportunity that we have on hand to use this time that we have to restore, renew our connection with the higher consciousness. If we lose this opportunity, we may not get another one. It seems very simple where everything is happening every day, Monday to Sunday. You have been waking up and you have been going about doing everything. There's nothing that seems to change. But change does not announce itself. It comes while it is constantly preparing itself to happen. It's like an earthquake. It's like a volcano. Until it occurs, there is a lot of activity brewing underneath, thousands of kilometers below the Earth's surface. And when that time is ready, when it is ripe, the earthquake or the volcano occurs. Similarly, changes in the world will occur. There are changes that are happening, that are silently taking shape. And it requires us to connect, align with our divine selves, so that when the time arrives, we can receive the guidance to take appropriate measures, appropriate steps, and take appropriate actions. And so it is best for us to practice to align with our higher consciousness. And for that, the first step is to drop everything that prevents us or comes in the way of aligning ourselves to the higher consciousness. And these are our thoughts, our actions, our habits, our behavior. And when we would have successfully neutralized their control over the mind, over yourself, then you will discover that you are even more strongly connected to the higher consciousness than ever before. There are several practices that Phyllis Crystal taught us. And another practice that she taught us was the practice of disconnecting from everything that overpowers us. And that practice is called the figure of eight, a very powerful practice. And now let us connect to our inner selves once again. So keep your back, neck, and head straight. Close your eyes and focus your attention either downward, tip of your nose, that will give you a headache. Just orient your eyeballs downward with eyelids closed, or at the brow center, whichever is convenient to you. Now think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. To make this practice more powerful, to impress upon the unconscious memory, I want you to use your index finger of the right hand or the dominant hand, the hand with which you write. Use the index finger to physically draw a circle counterclockwise. You can do it on any surface, on your thigh, on the table, on the ground, wherever you're sitting. Draw the circle counterclockwise and imagine that you are sitting in the center of the circle. And as you are drawing the circle, you will slowly begin to visualize that the circle is actually moving around you. You'll actually be able to feel that the circle is moving around you. Continue to draw this circle until it impresses upon the unconscious memory and you actually feel a circle around you, which is on the ground, as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. For those of you who are not able to visualize, you can tell yourself, I'm sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as my outstretched arms with fingers extended. Continue to draw the circle counterclockwise as you tell yourself. And every time a thought occurs, draw a circle clockwise around the thought and counterclockwise around yourself, forming the figure of eight. The figure of eight essentially comprises of two circles which are just touching each other without overlapping over each other. And they're just meant to contain judgments, contain any impressions within their space without preventing them from influencing you and preventing you from influencing yourself. So every time a thought occurs, make sure you practice this figure of eight, putting the thought in the clockwise circle above you and the counterclockwise circle in which you are sitting. Do the practice until the thought dissipates.
Every thought is potent in energy and will manifest. So it's important to remove their energy, to remove the prana that you have invested in it, to deflate them, to make them lifeless. Retrieve energy from every thought that you do not want to manifest. You don't have to do it out of fear or anxiety. Do it with love. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Are there any questions? Are there any questions, any comments, any experiences that you want to share from this practice? All right. So this particular practice that of cleansing, please do it every day. And every day, and cleanse yourself. It is important for you to do this and do the Maypole meditation and the Cosmic Tree meditation every day. It's available on the website agarhealing.com in the must-do meditations. You have to get rid of or step out of the familiarity of living in it's okay mode. It's not okay for you to live in this kind of an energy. It's important for you to flush everything that you wish to release so that you can rise and stay connected with the higher consciousness. This is important. Or else, the higher consciousness will very lovingly organize another life for you somewhere else in some other time and space. So please, for those of you who are willing to transform yourself, it's important for you to connect to these two meditations so that you can install your inner leaning post and practice staying connected to the higher consciousness. And everything, every thought, every action, every belief, every behavior that is not coming from love, just bless them. Bless them so there's no more energy in them. Retrieve the energy that you have invested in them. Free them. Free them from you. And so that they can float away like gas balloons. It's important that you do this practice from today and carry it all the way until the end of the year, so that you can have all that you need manifesting for you, which the higher consciousness feels is right for you. We will connect again next Saturday. I'm connecting from Hyderabad. We will connect again next Saturday. If there are any questions, yes, Sapur Kumar.
Yes, sir. So sorry to ask. Can you give one was like a figure of eight, and what was the name of the other meditation? I will just check it on the website also.
If you go to the category of must do meditations, there are two meditations. One is the Maypole, Maypole, Maypole meditation, and the other is the Cosmic Tree, the Cosmic Tree meditation. Those are the two meditations.
Okay.
And you will also find references to the figure of eight.
Okay.
You can search. There are 80 plus meditations there.
Yes.
And browse and you can have a look at the meditations.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
So we will connect again next Saturday, and I hope you practice these meditations. And next Saturday, we will come out with another meditation. But what is important is for you to cleanse yourself completely, thoroughly from today. It doesn't happen within a month. It doesn't happen within a few days. It takes years for you to cleanse. And so start the practice early. And when the higher consciousness asks us to cleanse, it always comes with a bonus. So when you practice, you take one step toward the higher consciousness, it takes 10 steps towards you. And that's the bonus. So please make sure that you use this opportunity to work with yourself and to free yourself of everything that is not coming from love. Thank you very much for joining today's meditation. And we will connect again next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week.